This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And so we have a treat for you guys today.
We are coming at you from the future or the past? I don't know.
We're from our homes.
So you're listening to this on Monday. We're recording it in the past. So we are off today. So we wanted to make sure to have an episode for you guys. So if you are waiting for your Real Housewives of Potomac recap, we will be doing that on Thursday. So fear not. We will be getting to all the drama in Potomac. Just stay tuned. But today we are doing an audience Q&A. We got all of your questions on the Bravo by Betches Instagram page. So we're just going to be answering some questions and chit-chatting random Bravo topics. And I think it's going to be a good time. We have some good cues ready to go.
Yeah. So guys, these are just opinions. We are going to think on our toes as fast as we can. It's not going to be like speed rounds, but we're kind of just like, some of these questions you kind of do have to like research and think about, but who has like time
research
for that? No, you need to research. So we obviously first, before we get into our questions, want to, because a lot of people have been asking about where we stand with the upcoming season of Real Housewives of Orange County. And Dylan and I have decided as a team that we're gonna watch and test the waters, if that makes sense, and kind of see where it goes, if it's necessary, and if there are certain people we should exclude from talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of you guys asked, some accounts and whatever I've been talking about, they're going to boycott the season of Orange County. For right now, we are not going to be doing that. We're going to be watching and, you know, kind of just like Barry said, seeing how it goes, what we think is worth talking about, what feels important to talk about. That being said, we obviously are not supportive of what Kelly Dodd has been doing on Instagram, mm-hmm. because it's just not a good look. And I think it's unfortunate that Bravo hasn't taken more of a stand about that, but at this point, it is what it is. So yeah, we'll be watching. Let us know if you have comments and feedback. Of course, we want to hear from you guys. But for now, we'll be talking about it as much as we feel like is appropriate. But yeah, I don't know. I wish we could just watch this season like normal, but obviously this is not a normal year. But yeah, let's get into some more fun questions, because I feel like OC is just a drag right now. This question I thought was really funny. Who do you think is Andy Cohen's least favorite housewife? I feel like we know kind of who some of his favorite housewives are. A lot of the OGs he's had good relationships with. The least favorite is interesting. I feel like one of them at this point might be Danielle Staub.
I was literally going to say that. Like, that's the first housewife and kind of only at this point that has come to my head. I can't name something that great about her for anyone to like, let alone Andy.
Well, her relationship with Andy is funny because she is and will always be the first ever guest on Watch What Happens Live.
And an OG.
She loves to remind everyone about that. And I think that's probably why last season on Jersey, she was given the platform on Watch What Happens Live to announce her departure, even though she wasn't going to get asked back.
And her cooking show.
And her cooking show, which I don't think she continued for very long. Even though, honestly, I watched a couple of them and I was they were riveting. But so, you know, I think Danielle's a good answer. I think we can both agree with that. Moving on, this question, people want to know our favorite housewives from each city, each franchise, which is a lot of information. It feels like personal information that we're giving out here, but I feel like it's our duty. Barry's typing out a list so we don't forget anything. Let's just go down the list.
Did I forget?
New York, I'm going to say my favorite, and I'm saying like overall, not maybe yes. like from the most recent
current,
episodes.
Yes.
My favorite New York housewife is Sonia. It always has been. I love Sonia.
Okay. My favorite New York housewife is, of course, when you answer these questions, you forget. I can't, like, as I feel right now that I can't even name you one New York housewife like that ever existed, but I'm going to say overall Bethany, just cause she was great for the franchise. She brought great drama and handled, life really well.
I thought you were going to say Jill, but okay.
She's up there.
We love Jill, yeah, but I think like, Bethany's more iconic as a housewife.
Right, exactly.
New Jersey, this is a tough one too. There's like so.
I mean, for me, it's not tough at all. It's Teresa, so I'll just go first for that.
You know, actually, I agree, because for me, Teresa is one of those people where I don't always agree with her. I don't always think she's right. She can really frustrate me sometimes, but I think when I think of New Jersey, I feel like it's Teresa's show, and
absolutely.
I can't pick somebody else to root for over her. Orange County, this is hard.
For me, it's not hard. Mine's Heather Dubrow.
Yeah.
Always okay, loved Heather.
For me, my like actual favorite is Heather, but my kind of like favorite as a joke is Alexis Bellino, because I just think she's really like kind of like funny as the person. But if I were like actually choosing, I would say Heather Dubrow as well. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills, I think I know your answer.
I have two for Beverly Hills. Do you want to guess?
Lisa and Erica?
Yes. 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 Erica Jean and Lisa Vanderpump are my two overalls.
I guess I would go with, I don't know. Like right now it's definitely DeVreet. I guess. I don't know. Like Beverly Hills is just like not exciting to me right now. So it's hard to choose a favorite, but maybe like Kim Richards. I feel like
Kim
is like a fun vibe. Like that Kim's is always fun. A good time.
Yeah, that is fun.
I don't know. I'll probably change my mind, but
you totally can. There are no rules here. There are no rules.
Thank you so much.
Let's move south for Dallas. I'm gonna go with Stephanie Holman.
I feel like Stephanie is a good choice. Stephanie is like who I would wanna hang out with the most. The one who I think is like the most fun is Cameron.
Okay. Okay.
Just because I think she's kind of iconic. Like, she's kind of hilarious.
I agree. She just gives me Southern Paris Hilton vibes.
I also miss Carrie Duber a little bit.
Me too. I do. But I feel like she was one of those who she was like, I can't do this anymore. Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, she was kind of over it. She doesn't need it. Okay, Atlanta. My favorite in Atlanta is Portia. I'll just say it right off the bat. But I love different things about a lot of the Atlanta women, but it's got to be Portia.
This is a hard one for me too, because I obviously want to say Nene, but recently I don't know. So I'm going to go with Candy. I've loved her like since the beginning, and I love seeing her with her family, and I love her in general. Like I know this is really sad, but I used to love her and Phaedra's friendship so much. And that was just a dream I had. I know.
I feel like people sleep on Candy in the same way that people forget about like Robin and Potomac. People are like, oh, Candy's like boring or like not that, like doesn't bring the drama. And it's like, no, but she's so important to like the group. I feel.
Right. Right.
That it's like,
all right. This is the hardest one, I think, considering Potomac, because like we're at like just a loss right now, even though I know who you're gonna say.
Well, I'm going to say Karen because
exactly
the grand dame.
Honestly, for now, it has to be Karen. She's the only one who, like, I want to say has like a head on her shoulders at this point. She like knows what's going on and how to be real and is the, I don't know. She just is like, yeah, she has a good thing going right now. And you know what I added? A bonus, Miami. Dylan, do you even know any of the Miami Housewives?
I know all their names. I've still never watched it. I know, guys.
For me, it's Lisa Hochstein.
That is 0% surprising. I've not even watched the show, and I know who your favorite Miami housewife is. That was fun. It feels like there are so many. Soon we're going to have Salt Lake added to the group. We will have we'll have new favorite housewives. So exciting.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Okay, going back in the time machine, what was the first show that got you hooked on Bravo and like when?
I have absolutely no idea. I've been watching this for a very, very long time. Some of these shows have been on for 10 years. Like I don't remember.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
If I'm going in, I know it has to be either New York or New Jersey. Like I know it. I know OC was first. But I think I was kind of young and didn't know really what was going on. So I think once Housewives started evolving, I started watching one of those for sure.
But like early days of those shows.
Yeah. Yep.
For me, it was a lot more recent. I was like late to the game, but caught up very quickly. Yes. I started watching. Okay. So actually, I remember watching NYC Prep way back when it came out in like 2011 or something. And I was like obsessed with it. I wanted to be like friends with all of those kids. And I also loved Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List, like Once Upon a Time. So I had watched like Bravo shows before, but the first time that I got into like the like actual like world of Bravo was like 3 years ago. Pretty soon after I moved to New York, I was like sick of seeing people talk about Roni on Twitter and like not knowing all the references. I like only knew who like Bethany was basically. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I need to watch this show. I found recently the tweet I tweeted like when I started the first episode, I was like, I guess I'm going to start Roni. And then it's like, oh God.
Well, Dylan, I remember when we were back in the office and you really did. I like remember when you started your Bravo journey, and I only remember for some reason you watching Atlanta and you were very excited and you kept being like, I'm already on season 4. I'm already in season 8. I'm so, and yes. I was like so proud. I don't know why I only remember that for you, but I guess that's a lot for me to remember what show you were watching. So
yeah. Cause that was like, at that point I had watched like New York, Beverly Hills, I think Vanderpump Rules I did next. And then then I did like Jersey, Atlanta, OC, like all. So I mean, now I've seen all of them except Miami. But
now we're professionals. Some can
everybody goes on their own journey, and you know, you got to find it in your own time.
Yeah. This next question is very interesting because it is, should cast members be given a warning for physical violence or fired? And it's, for me, it's awkward because I feel grown women shouldn't be giving a warning for physical violence because we learn at a young age not to touch right. other people.
It's not like a warning for something you didn't realize was wrong.
Correct. But in comparing to MTV, because I watch a lot of MTV shows too, I'm a big challenge person. And from that has been their rule. It is set in stone. The second you hit someone or touch someone, you are sent home. That's it. And I know if this isn't Real Housewives isn't a contest show, so you can't, but your contract could end and that, right. So like, but they're out money, they lose. So once they go, so they are given that warning and they know if you touch someone, you're not getting paid, you're done. But on the other hand, and I'm not condoning this, people watch that. And it's as sad as that is.
It's like, I wouldn't have a problem if they had an automatic rule where it's like no tolerance. But I do think in my mind, it's kind of like a case by case basis. And like every scenario is different. And like, you know, was it two-sided or was it like, was there anything defensive about it? Or like, how much were you provoked? And like, it's never the right thing to do. But I feel like, you know, if we're just like, standing at a party and I walk up and punch someone, that's a lot different than like if you're going back and forth with someone and then you kind of like do it as a
reaction. It escalates. Yeah, it escalates. We're ranking altercations right now.
Basically, I don't know. Like, don't hit each other. Just use your words.
Yes. Honestly, so that, take a page from our book. That's what we have to say about that.
Start a podcast. Okay, who, this could be two different people, but who's the hottest or your favorite house husband?
Okay.
Or it could be more than two people. I don't care. There's no rules here.
See, these are the type of questions where I'm like, oh my God, there, think about how many there are. Like, oh my, okay. So New York, we can rule out because there literally are none.
No husbands.
Literally none. Obviously Miami. Everyone thought Roman was so fucking hot, but then the second he opened like his mouth, he's an asshole. So I can't give that to him. He's just like so mean. And I don't want to say Mauricio because I feel like everyone's going to say Mauricio, but he really is like the total package. Like, he's good looking. He's nice. He's successful. He's a family man. Like, I
get the appeal with Mauricio, but I think in the last like year or two, he's kind of lost it a little bit. Not like he looks so terrible, but like, I don't think he's as like yummy as he used to be.
I hate that you just said that word.
Whatever. I get over it. I'm going to throw out there, I think possibly the hottest is Juan Dixon. I think he is a very fine man. I love that for Robin. I'm excited that they seem to be in a good place.
He like is really hot. Like every time he's on the really screen, hot. I'm like.
Also, this is like a problematic fave. Apollo is like very hot.
I mean, obviously, but he pre-jail, like, I mean, he also could be hot after jail too. But like, that's what I'm saying with all of these like things. So. Almost like with Roman, like being an asshole. So Apollo, like, is, well, I guess we can't, everyone makes mistakes. It's fine. It's like saying Joe Giudice.
The other one I was going to say is Evan Goldschneider, I think is very attractive. And he's on a little bit of like a zaddy journey.
Okay. So like, we can talk about this question for like a while because so far we've listed a lot more than two. Dads, honestly, I'm on the taller side, But if I was shorter, I would go kind of also throw Joe Gorga in there.
See, Joey doesn't do it for me. Like, I get it, but it's not my thing, you know? But I can see it for you. I can see, yeah, I don't know. We're not going to come to one consensus here, but I think we've given a nice little options. Array.
Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Okay, what do you think is the most underrated show on Bravo? Or maybe like a favorite of yours that's like less
I think about? That Below Deck is underrated. I think that because the Housewives franchises are so powerful as they will and are because there's so many of them, I think yeah. that Below Deck has become more popular, but I definitely think it should be more.
I guess I feel like it gets really good ratings, but a lot of people that watch it don't really watch other Bravo shows. So it's like more people might be watching it than Housewives, but it's not the same people. So we don't really talk about it quite as much, but I think I like recapping it. Like I like that we talk about it on the show. And like whenever I post about Below Deck Med and stuff, like we get so many responses. So,
and people are asking opinions. A lot if they should watch, like which one should they watch first? And it, to be honest, that is a little confusing because they are, the cast repeats a little bit. I honestly don't think you're wrong or right. But going off of that, a show I haven't watched, which I will maybe this weekend, is Below Deck Sailing, to be honest. That's my next show that I've legitimately never watched.
Below Deck Sailing, it's like, it wasn't like the best season, but it's definitely worth it. If you enjoy the other Below Deck shows, it's just like another season of that. I have a couple choices. First of all, I think if you have not checked out Ladies of London, it's a fun, quick, easy binge. Just like 3 short seasons, very fun. I think that's a great show. Also, I really liked earlier this year the new show Family Karma. I think it was a really interesting kind of new demographic, like a really interesting cultural, you know, like vibe that aren't really familiar with. And I'm pretty sure they're getting a second season. So definitely, if you are looking for something quick to watch, I would say catch up on season 1 of Family Karma.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. See, underrated. So forgot about Family Karma, even though I watched it.
There's so many shows. Yeah, I don't know when they're... It's weird now because it's like all of the stuff that got delayed is filming, and then there's like other shows that haven't started filming yet. So I don't know when... Like the whole season schedule is so messed up, and I feel like it's not going to go back to normal anytime soon. So like I don't know when any of these shows are starting, but Family Karma season 2, maybe 2021, I have no idea. Somebody asked if we went to BravoCon and if we would recommend it if they have another one in the future. I did go to BravoCon. I was fortunate enough to get like a media pass. I really enjoyed it. I thought, especially considering it was the first time they had ever done it, it was just like a really great event. people, I think most people that were there had a really great time. I don't know when, I know originally they were going to do one, I think this year, and then they were thinking about next year. I have no idea at this point what they're planning on. Obviously, we don't know in terms of like travel and, you know, cramming 2,000 people in an auditorium. Like, who knows? Well, but
to be honest, I feel like this is the type of thing where they could control it because there's tickets. They can a certain amount of people at a time. Like this, of all things, could be if, is it a priority? No. Is it something I think they could handle in the pandemic? Yes. If they need to.
Yeah, I just think it depends whether they decide it's like kind of worth it. But whenever it does happen, I would definitely recommend it. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably are a pretty big Bravo fan. So like, yeah, go to BravoCon. It was fun.
If you live in the area, I don't know if I would suggest like flying and, oh, you know what? I take that back. Maybe you make a weekend out of it. I totally suggest that. Never mind.
There were a lot of like moms there that definitely this was their girls' trip weekend. And, you know, I really respect that. And I hope that that's my life when I'm like 40 years old. We'll see. Okay. What unresolved Bravo storyline are you still dying to know the truth about?
Okay. If I'm thinking of the same one as you, do you want to say it on the count of three?
Yeah.
Or is that too much pressure?
No, one, two, three.
Lucy, Apple Juicy.
it's Puppygate for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There was so much in, you go, Cancer Gate.
I guess that makes sense because you're such a big Lisa Vanderpump fan that I feel like it would mean a lot for you to have like the final confirmation of like who did what in that situation.
Because that particular situation reminds me a lot. I know I always go back to Jersey, but it reminds me a lot of all, and also I'm watching right now, as you guys know, but all of the drama between Melissa and Teresa and Joe, and I'm literally watching it right now at the Melania hair care event, like who was involved in what. So it kind of always reminds me of the Lucy Apple Juice because there were so many parts, moving parts to that, and you don't know who was responsible for what. The crazy thing about
all of that, like Stripper Gate and all of that on New Jersey, is that there's all of these random people that will kind of float in and out of the picture, and it's like who has what rumor and information. So messy. I mean, personally, my biggest one will always be wanting to know what did Vicky know and when in regards to Brooks's cancer situation. Because, you know, I feel confident that Vicky knew something, but I don't know how much that was. And I would love to know.
It's kind of something, I agree, but it's kind of something that's like so sick in the head that I don't even want to be like, go anywhere near that or no.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I don't know. I would like to know. Okay. What are some of your favorite Housewives vacations? And this person specified, they said not Scary Island because we all know about Scary Island.
I know. Like it would be too easy if we were like Scary Island. Okay. Early days. I liked when OC went to Mexico because they really got fucking loose and like thoroughly enjoyed themselves and were like our age. Oh my God.
I
can't like think of anything.
The New York trip to Mexico in season 8, 10. The one where they went to the tequila tasting and like Luann fell in the bushes. That was a great trip. Also,
where Bethany took them.
Yeah. And then New York season 9, when they went to Cartagena, that was fun. I also love like Atlanta when they went to South Africa.
Yes. That trip was fun. Oh,
some of those like earlier trips. Like I think
OC I like when Jersey went to Italy.
Yeah, that was fun. OC went to Tahiti one year. Like some of those like kind of vintagey Housewives trips are just like really fun. I don't know.
I agree.
It's It's hard because you put so much pressure on the trips. You're like, the trip is going to be everything. And then sometimes they fall flat, but those old ones just, they hit different.
The Atlanta trip to Africa was really something. Like, even their fashion, like everything was just like really iconic. But you know what's interesting? So obviously in all of these shows, there's a cast trip. Like, it's a thing. There's a cast trip every season. In the beginning seasons of Jersey, though, they don't make it seem like that. You know how right now they're like, guys, and they announce the trip. Like, it was so effortless, and they kind of just, like, went on a vacation as friends that you didn't even realize at that moment that that was the cast trip. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, we're going to Florida for the weekend, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was, but there are so many now at this point because there's one every season and for every city. So those are some of our favorites. And I also suggest, if you want to do what Dylan and I do, where we kind of recap an old episode, go back and watch like a trip episode. Cause
it's like a little time capsule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's next? If you had to choose one housewife from each franchise to come back, who would you pick? Okay. For me, right off the bat, I would love Sheree to make some more appearances on Atlanta. I think that would be fun. I would love to see more Heather Thompson on New York. I think she could still get in there and stir it up. I love when we see like Eileen come around on Beverly Hills. I don't know. The thing with Housewives coming back is that I don't think they need to. Like, I don't think most of these cities are really like in need of somebody coming back, but I guess it's fun to like think about.
Yeah, I'd say, see, this is where I want Jill to come back to New York. Like, I would love to see that. I'll love to see Heather in OC. You know what? I don't know if I really want to see her back because she was pretty irrelevant, but that Tiffany in Dallas, like, I kind of liked what she brought, like, because she was kind of like a rock star's wife. Like, it was just like very like
that man cute. Was not a rock star. He was like an aspiring country music singer.
Dude, I know that he wasn't like a rock. He wasn't actually Keith Urban, but he aspired to be. And then you guys, I've always had a thing for Phaedra. Like, I don't know. I know there's a lot of drama there, but I just like, there's something Phaedra, about her.
Phaedra, I mean, I definitely think it's like complicated whether it would be like a good idea for her to come back, but I think it would be entertaining for sure. Is there anyone on Jersey you would want to come back? I'm not sure there is.
Nope. Besides Danielle, the first five seasons were the same cast members. I wonder if anybody knew that. Like, if anyone noticed that, the first five seasons were literally the same cast, which was amazing. Danielle was the only one that was in first season and then didn't come back. But I don't want Jacqueline to come back. I don't think Caroline had her own spinoff. I don't think she needs to come back. The twins, absolutely not. Amber, no. Dina. I would maybe have Dina come back.
I think it would be fun to have Dina come back, like, and visit, but I don't think she having her back like as a housewife wouldn't make sense. I don't think she would do it. I don't think whatever. Okay, last one. This is just like a fun, silly question. Who from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills would you want to be your mom?
Okay, I definitely don't think this question's fun because like I wouldn't choose a new mom. I love mine, but I will spin it. I know, like as if like I'm being serious and like I'm really choosing someone to be my mom. But if I were to choose someone to be my mom's best friend,
oh God,
in this case, I would probably choose Kyle. Like take Teddy out of the equation of her ever like hanging out with her. Kyle.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like someone maybe my mom would be friends with.
I was going to choose Kyle as well. Kyle has a beautiful home. I think I would get along really well with
the girls.
Alexia is the one closest to my age. You know, she has cute dogs, fun parties. I would love to live in Kyle's home.
Oh, so we're going based on like the home. No, I agree. I think, yeah, they're a great family, you know?
Yeah,
or Dorit.
I could be like a fun older brother to those kids.
Okay. Guys, this was really fun. We actually have a lot more questions, and I think that we could totally do this again, Dylan, because
yeah,
it also gives us an opportunity to pick each other's brains on these topics as well.
Really check the temperature, see where we stand. But thanks so much for listening, guys. We will be back on Thursday with all of our hot takes on Real Housewives of Potomac and thoughts on the season premiere of OC. We'll see how that goes. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, check out shopbetches.com for all our Bravo merch, and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.